Hey everyone, Jake Carter here and welcome back to Athlete's Edge. Quick sports motivation. Ever had one of those days where your inner critic sounds like it's running a marathon? You know, that little voice whispering doubts, reminding you of past failures, and basically trying to sabotage your every move. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're tackling something real, building resilience through negative self-talk. Because let's face it, even the best athletes, the most successful people in the world, they have those voices too. But here's the thing. We don't have to be prisoners of our own thoughts. We can actually train our minds to bounce back stronger from negativity. Think about it like this. Imagine you're a rock climber scaling a sheer cliff face. There are going to be moments where you feel shaky, where doubt creeps in, and you wonder if you can make it to the top. But the best climbers don't let those doubts paralyze them. They use those feelings as fuel, pushing themselves harder, focusing on each grip, each movement, until they reach the goal. That's what we're going to do today, learn how to climb that mental cliff face and emerge stronger than ever. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build resilience through those pesky negative thoughts. 1. Recognize the pattern. First things first, awareness is key. Become a detective of your own mind. Pay attention to when those negative self-talk patterns pop up after a setback, during challenging situations, or even just randomly throughout the day. Once you recognize the triggers, you can start to take control. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Don't just accept negative thoughts as facts. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Is there another way to look at this situation? Remember, your thoughts are like muscles. The more you use them, the stronger they get. So consciously choose to flex those positive thinking muscles instead. 3. Reframe your perspective. Think of it like a glass half full or half empty, same amount of liquid, different perspective. Instead of focusing on what's wrong, try to find the silver lining in every situation. Even setbacks can offer valuable lessons and opportunities for growth. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes. We all have moments of doubt. Don't beat yourself up over it. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, everyone struggles sometimes. It's part of being human. 5. Focus on your strengths. Dwelling on your weaknesses only amplifies negativity. Instead, make a conscious effort to acknowledge and celebrate your strengths, your accomplishments, no matter how big or small. Remind yourself of all the amazing things you're capable of. Let me tell you about a real-world example that hits close to home. Remember that time I signed up for that marathon? You know, the one where my legs felt like jelly halfway through. Yeah, those negative thoughts were swirling around in my head. You can't do this. Give up. You're going to fail. But then, I remembered these key takeaways. I focused on why I started running in the first place, I reminded myself of past accomplishments, and most importantly, I treated myself with some serious self-compassion. And guess what? I crossed that finish line. Did it hurt? Sure. Was it challenging? Absolutely. But I proved to myself that even when those negative thoughts tried to take over, I have the strength and resilience to push through them. So remember, negative self-talk doesn't have to define you. It's a challenge, sure, but it's also an opportunity for growth. By recognizing your thought patterns, challenging negativity, reframing your perspective, practicing self-compassion, and focusing on your strengths, you can build resilience like never before. Go out there, take on those challenges, and remember you are capable of amazing things. Now, I want to hear from you. What strategies have worked for you in dealing with negative self-talk? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to Athlete's Edge. Quick sports motivation for daily doses of inspiration and motivation. Until next time, stay strong and keep pushing towards your goals.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.